Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
.304 Jeff Katz News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday. Yes, indeed. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Half hour from now, Dr. Dave Brad is going to be with us. We'll talk about the interest rate cut and what it really means. I know there are people dancing in the streets and, oh my God, this is great. We're going to be able to do this. Just bear in mind. Bear in mind that interest rate cuts of that larger percentage have oftentimes been because of economic problems. And now the Fed, and again, we'll chat with Dave Brad about this, but just my assessment of this, now the Fed has kind of set themselves up to do another very large interest rate cut before the election. Another half a percent, 50 basis points. Well, we'll talk with Dave about that again just about a half hour from now. Congressman Rob Whitman is going to be here in about an hour or so. It's interesting. I'm listening to Charles Pyle reporting for us, doing great news. And again, just welcome back to Charles to the team. It's really, really nice to have him here and have a journalist, a reporter, you know, right down the middle sort of a guy. It's very, very nice. But I heard him talking a little bit about the shooting in the city. Richmond police officer shot while making a car stop. Car stops are inherently dangerous. Car stops and disturbance houses are just two of the most dangerous situations any law enforcement officer is going to find himself in. I'm thrilled to hear that the officer involved is going to be okay. I was baffled by LeVar Stoney weighing in on this. Because if we're going to just be brutally honest about it, LeVar Stoney doesn't give a crap about anybody who's with the Richmond Police Department. He has shown that through the last 8 years. In fact, I would dare say that LeVar Stoney, to his very core, seems to detest law enforcement. And LeVar Stoney is part of this school of thought that says, well, we could just have, what do we call them now, disturbance or violence disturbers or problem assessors or I don't know, whatever it is. And one of the areas where they want to deploy these people with no law enforcement training, no law enforcement equipment, is dealing with automotive issues. How do you think it would have ended, that particular situation, if you had one of these disturbance people going there, a civilian? Well, I guess they wouldn't have. Yeah, you know, you're right. Maybe they just wouldn't. They wouldn't be involved in the car stop. But maybe what happens in LeVar's world is that the officer stops the car, and while the officer is busy writing out a full report on the race of the driver who stopped, then that passenger, the violence interrupter, would walk up to the car unarmed, untrained, unequipped, and, you know, deal with it. I mean, what could possibly go wrong? That's a good point. Yeah, all right. Well, yeah, maybe LeVar's got an idea after all. Virginia's in play. I don't know if you're aware of this. There's a brand new study out, University of Mary Washington, not exactly a hotbed of conservatism. They have a brand new study out, a survey, a poll, but however we want to describe it. Kamala Harris has 47% and Donald Trump has 46%. Wow. Wow. And this poll was just conducted like, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago? Interesting. 4 percentage points on the poll were divided up amongst independent candidates. And then some people said, well, I just don't know. Well, in a question that asked likely voters only about the major party nominees, the results also remained well within the margin of error. 48% for Kamala Harris, 46% for Donald Trump. Now, you do remember 4 years ago, Joe Biden won our beloved Commonwealth by 10 points. Wow. So the idea that our primetime vice president is leading former President Trump by 2 points, well within the margin of error, says to me, Virginia's in play, kids. Maybe that explains why we are seeing television commercials for Kamala Harris. Oh, I've seen television commercials for Kamala Harris. I'm hearing all sorts of stuff for Kamala Harris. They're advertising in any number of podcasts. I don't know if they're doing actual radio or not, but you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and it's interesting to hear ads for her pop up, and it's done on a geographic basis, right? I mean, if you're looking at the podcast that I'm listening to, I don't know that you would look at them and say, well, this is somebody who's probably either an undecided voter or a voter who leans left. So it's geography that comes into play. So the algorithm says, well, this guy who's listening is in Virginia, and we've decided Virginia's in play, and so we've sold all these advertisements to the Kamala Harris campaign, and when somebody comes up in Virginia, they get to hear all about her. You know what I'm not hearing? I'm not hearing Donald Trump ads, and I'm very disappointed by that. Very disappointed by that. Virginia's in play. Now, we've got folks down ballot who are attracting some attention. Some of it's good, right? John McGuire, going to be my congressman pretty soon. I'm pretty excited about that. Hung Cao, well, I think Hung Cao is a good guy. I haven't seen him out at as many events or with as much advertising as I would like to, but, you know, is what it is. You got Jen Kiggins up the road. Hopefully she is reelected. You got a lot of good people. And I am here to tell you, because I talk to people on the national basis, that there are a lot of people looking at Virginia and saying, huh, so how's that going to go, Jeff? What do you think? I'm just saying it's in play. I can't tell you who's going to win or who's not going to win. I don't do predictions because, as you know, if I did predictions, I already would have won Mega Millions and Powerball. And, well, frankly, you and I would not actually be chatting right now because I would be sitting somewhere else. I'm thinking Florida. My two options here are Tampa and Tel Aviv. And, I'm not sure that Tel Aviv is the place to be these days. So, Tampa. Tampa it is. All right. I like the west coast of Florida much more than the east coast, but that's just me. All right, it is Friday. Now, there are a couple of things that happen on Fridays, and I do want to remind you about all of that, right? What happens on Fridays? Well, hopefully you join me in wearing red. R-E-D, Remember Everyone Deployed, started by a couple of Marine moms a few years ago, and all they asked was for people like you and people like me to wear something red on Friday to call attention to the fact that we've got great men and women deployed all over the world, far from home, serving on our behalf. So today I am wearing a red T-shirt. Thankfully, the laundry Ferry has been up to speed.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
On this, you know, sometimes my red attire is in the process of being cleaned up, so I don't have it. But today I got it. Salem Witches. You know, Heidi and I used to live really right outside of Salem, Mass. And the school teams in Salem, believe it or not, are the Witches. That is the official team name. And so I've got one of my Salem Witches T-shirts, bright red. And just because you can never have too much red on Friday, I am wearing my beautiful red bracelet. In fact, I'm only wearing one. I have two beautiful red bracelets from my pal, one of the finest young ladies on God's green earth, Emily Morrissey, who, by the way, was along with some of the other members of the Emily's Bracelets team, featured speakers today for the Special Olympics of Virginia. Pretty cool, huh? But anyway, so I've got my a red bracelet from emilysbracelets.com. Thank you, Emily, for that. And because it is Friday and nothing says Friday like a little dose of Peppa Pig, I've got my Peppa Pig baseball cap on because, well, it's Friday. There you go. All right. All this good stuff that is happening today. Now, we got a lot of stuff we're going to be talking about this afternoon. Just a quick update. I'm looking at the weather. I'm dealing with the weather. It's not great. I mean, it's okay. It's 80 degrees, but man, the humidity is like 99%. So it's less than pleasant. And then next week, I don't know how to break this to you, but next week looks like it's kind of a washout. All week, rain and thunderstorms just about every single solitary day next week. All right, so you do what you have to do. Please feel free to hit me up on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That is available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I hope you'll take advantage of it, 833-804-1140, the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. Finally, we're just about sold out on Politics and Pints. The tickets are just about all gone, so if you've been thinking about it, that today might very well be your last day to get the tickets. Now remember, this is going to be one of the biggest events ever. I mean, physically, we're going to have more people on stage than ever. Not quite sure how that's going to work out, but we'll see. Obviously, it's going to be me and, of course, John Reed. And Brian Kilmeade had a blast and a half last time, so he's coming back, which would be very cool. And then Dana Lash heard about it, so she's coming in. And because we do have that WRVA DEI policy, Howard Gutman, who is, he's annoying and obnoxious, but he's best friends with the general mangler of the radio station. So he's going to be there representing the lost hopes and the weeping of the leftists. And, Howard's a good guy. I mean, he's nuts, but otherwise he's a good guy. And so he'll be there as well. So what are you going to do? You're going to go to WRVA.com right now, WRVA.com, and you are going to get yourself tickets for Politics and Pints, because if you don't get them today, my thinking is by the time you think about it again on Monday, it's going to be too late. So please head on over there right now, WRVA.com. 315 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 321 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. You know, that song would be illegal in the state of California. Their lunatic governor has just signed. Well, I guess I'm not running for office. So, all right, never mind. It'll still be legal. Gavin Newsom just signed a bill, which I guess is going to become a law. I'll have to go back and watch that after school special. But I think it's going to be a law where you can't do AI generated stuff involving a candidate or an elected official. And it goes down the list. Yes, it's a huge intrusion on the First Amendment, and we'll see how that goes. But he's doing his best to provide all sorts of cover to the grossly incompetent people in office, folks like himself. John sends me a note here, says, Jeff, please emphasize there is no such thing as a routine traffic stop in law enforcement. John's absolutely correct. You just never know. You never, ever know. I've had people over the years go, I can't understand why you, when you were walking up to a car, you unsnapped your gun. Because I don't know who you are. I have no idea. I've got no idea who you are. I don't know what's in the car. I don't know what sort of a mood you're in. I don't know where you're going. I don't know where you're coming from. And I pulled you over because you just broke a traffic law. So I gotta be ready. Nothing against you. Right? It's about me. I want to go home at the end of my shift, or at least that's what I always wanted to do when I was on the job. It's 1,000 years ago. 804 says, Jeff, if you're a cop, why bother with a car stop in a bad part of town? You're either going to get shot, or if something happens, you're going to be accused of being a racist. Well, why bother with car stops at all then? Didn't Governor Goober and his team of geniuses up there do away with all of the things that used to be against the law? Like, do you have to have lights for your license plates anymore? Or do we do away with that? And broken windshields and missing license plates and out-of-date inspections. Isn't that all? Everything is cool now, right? You just do what you want, I think. Although, I do have to tell you this. Joe and Emily were out, I guess it's 2 weeks ago, and Emily did get pulled over because she had an expired inspection sticker. And then they also pointed out to her, oh, by the way, your license plate is expired. Your registration is expired. So I got the frantic WhatsApp messages. Oh, my God. Emily just got pulled over. What are we going to do? I said, well, here's what you're going to do. Come back here. You can jump right online and take care of that registration. That's an easy one, isn't it? I mean, when did it expire? You know, if you were to tell me years ago, well, then you got problems all your own. But if it's relatively recently and you haven't put the sticker on or something. Well, as it turns out, what they did is they just drove right to the DMV in Ashland and took care of it. That was fine. But then the inspection sticker, and they were terrified. Like, oh, my God, we're going to have to park the car. We can't go anywhere. I said, no, here's what you do. You call up Robbie over at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. And you say, hey, listen, here's the situation. Got to get my car inspected. It's kind of an emergency. And you know what Robbie did? Got him in. Now, I don't think he had any idea who she was. Just said, yeah, of course, we're always looking to help people out. Let me see. 757 says, Jeff, LeVar Stoney is on his way out, so he wants to show he's somewhat interested. Well, he's trying to become lieutenant governor. Because God help us all if he went out and, you know, tried to get a job in the dreaded private sector. What would happen then? I mean, there's not a lot of openings. If you go on LinkedIn or Indeed under rabble rousers and community hacktivists, there's just not a lot of openings. So, yeah, you got to run for another office. That's just the way it is. 326 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 334, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. So I can't tell you how happy I am not to be living in that third city council district. I mean, you just heard the candidates are just trying to out-crazy the other ones. And the big accomplishment for the incumbent city council is what? Well, we got rid of a statue. Okay. How much did that cost? You take any taxpayer dollars generated in your district, and were those taxpayer dollars utilized to rip down a statue that, quite frankly, didn't bother anybody in the first place? Just now, you know, I'm just spitballing here. I don't know. How many jobs did you create in your city council district? Any? Because if you did, that's great, and maybe that's what you ought to talk about. Seems to me that's a heck of a lot more important than hanging your hat on the fact that a statue was removed. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Did you attract any businesses to that district? How's the economy in that district? Prices okay? Everything's good? Other than just the statue, right? You brought the statue down. The school scores up, those SOLs? Everything's good, right? Okay. Well, I'm just curious. Hey, I live in Hanover. That's all I know. All right. It is Friday. A lot of things happening this afternoon. Our buddy Congressman Rob Whitman is going to be with us in just about a half an hour. Former Congressman Dave Brat, who is the Vice Provost at Liberty University for Business Affairs, I hope I got it right, is with us as he is every Friday. Dave, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Jeff. I was dying to hear how you're going to tease me into the conversation this week. So that's always the highlight for me.
Well, I'll tell you how I'm teasing you into the conversation. I want to remind everybody that you are here on behalf of yourself. You're not wearing any of those Liberty University hats. And I want you to tell us the truth about this 50 basis point interest rate cut, because I'm hearing people high-fiving each other, but there's some folks on the sidelines going, ooh, this may not all be good.
Yeah, well, the people that are high-fiving each other are all rich. So it's the Federal Reserve looks after one constituency only, and that is the stock market.
Uh-huh.
Right, and so the owners of stocks, the rich 10% own 90% of the stocks and bonds.
Wow.
Right. So that's who's high-fiving each other. So they got their nice little signal, and it's a nice little political boost, you know, to juice things up a little bit.
Right.
And the bad news is that it's actually bad news, right, that people are excited, because that tells you that, you know, a quarter of a percentage point of interest rate change can alter our economic thinking. And that's just absurd, right? I mean, what moves this world is capital equipment. Capital causes economic growth.
Okay.
China's got $100 trillion in capital now. We only have $70 trillion in capital to put in the hands of our workers. That's the real story.
Right.
How did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
The Fed and the Congress and all their wisdom have outsourced all of our manufacturing, all of our jobs, and with it, all of our capital to China and the cheap labor countries, right? So the 50 basis point, right, everyone says, well, that lowers interest rates. Well, go check your credit card and see if your company sent you a letter today. Hey, you know, the Fed just lowered the interest rate, so we're going to lower the interest rate on your credit card.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And so the average person is not going to see that the interest on credit cards right now is at its highest all time. The average credit card interest rate is 23%. So they just lowered that. That's not going to happen.
Right.
It's not going to have that much effect on the labor market because we have 14 million illegals.
Mm-hmm.
And the labor market has been shaped not by economic forces, but all the hiring has been to healthcare and government jobs only. All new jobs over the last year are part-time. All new jobs over the last 4 years have gone to foreign-born workers. American workers have lost net jobs over the last year and 4 years.
Wow.
Right? So that ostensibly is the purpose of the Fed's logic. What? The labor market's getting weak, so we got to prop it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final point is we're in the middle of a bull market on the stock market. It's the same as 07, 08, right? They printed way too much money back then.
Yep.
The money had to go somewhere to find a rate of return, so it went into housing back then. This time they printed even more money, created a super bubble. Now it's all parked in the stock market. And everybody, Case Shiller, Shiller of Nobel laureate fame, Yale, you know, he's got the index out there. Go Google it. Or Warren Buffett will tell you the same thing. Go Google the Warren Buffett index. The stock market is 30% overpriced at minimum. So what did the Fed just do? They lowered the interest rate, so the stock market was up even more. Right? It's when the house of cards collapses, it's going to collapse.
And it's, Dave, it's going to collapse hard. I mean, they keep talking about this soft landing. This is not going to be soft. This is going to be painful all the way around, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, and all of a sudden, you know, I've been on this for 3 years, and all of a sudden, the Wall Street Journal and everybody is all of a sudden catching religion, right?
Yeah.
They're like, did you know the debt is like over $30 trillion? I'm like, no, thank you. Thank you for telling me that. Did you know that we are on the verge of World War III? This is in the Wall Street Journal this week, right? They, you know, their editorial page, they're hawkish war guys, whatever. And they're getting nervous because the U.S. is shooting long-range missiles into Russia now via Ukraine.
Yeah.
And Putin comes out this week and says, hey, you guys, you know, in order to do this, you need satellites and advanced technology, and Ukraine doesn't have it. So, you know, we know you're doing it.
Right.
I mean, it's a, there's a black swan event out there. If anything goes south, that market comes down, and we're all hurting again like 07, 08.
All right, so smartness all up, Dave. If it's what was the phrase they used? Whoever the chair of the Fed was, remember he talked about froth, right? It was frothy.
Yeah. Irrational exuberance.
Oh yeah, boy, that's you should have. Everybody should get like a little tattoo somewhere on themselves that says irrational exuberance.
Yes. Just go to the DNC convention. It's a joy fest.
So when it comes tumbling down, I mean, it's going to be, like you say, it's a house of cards. So what do these people at the top, the Magnificent Seven, they take all this money. Now, they obviously know that this is not sustainable. Anybody who looks at it knows that it's not sustainable.
Yep.
So do they start taking their money out and putting it, I don't know, in housing or in office furniture or flip-flops? I mean, what do they do?
Well, the ultra-rich have access to investment opportunities that we don't have, right? They got private equity, and they got real estate deals and land deals and mineral deals with countries that will have a high rate of return, and they can make those things happen. And we don't have access to them. The reason they have access to them is because we've allowed them to have a market cap of about $15 trillion, right, for these seven firms. It's bigger than those seven firms are worth more than European markets in their totality.
Wow.
Right? Seven firms bigger than European markets.
Incredible.
And so we've allowed that. So no wonder they have unique opportunities that none of us have.
Yep.
And, you know, now there's funds out there that align with Nancy Pelosi's portfolio because she's got such a fantastic track record betting on stocks. So there's some indexes out there that just mimic whatever she invests in, and they're doing well. Wow. And so this is that's what the election's going to be about, right? It's going to be up the populist, everyday folks versus the globalist elites. And that's the election. We'll see how it goes.
And this election, you know, here's the part that I find it entertaining just because I'm sitting off to the sideline thinking, well, any way it goes is not going to end particularly well. It's a matter of, you know, what's the least impact that's negative. But I'm looking at this and the parties themselves have completely flipped. The Democrats, which used to be the voice of working people and guys who carried lunchboxes and not briefcases. These are all the richest of the rich, the most elite of the elitists. And the Republicans now seem to be, with President Trump especially, they're working Joes. They're people going, man, I can't afford to fill up my truck at the gas station.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. It's a populist realignment. It's a major political realignment. You got people like Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr.
Yep.
The old liberals are gone. I used to like the old liberals. They were fun, right?
Yes.
Now you got the neo-Marxists on the hard left.
Yeah.
And it's a whole new day, right? And as we just got done saying, the Fortune 100, Harris came out the other day and said, all the Fortune 100's with me, plus all the Magnificent Sevens for her, except for Elon, and they're outraged that one rich guy that believes in free speech is allowed to exist, right? This is not allowed. We need all of it.
That's right.
Right? It's not enough to have all of the mainstream press on the left.
They
need all of it plus X. They don't want there to be one place where you have freedom of thought out there where you don't get punished if you're in business for just saying the obvious, right? And if people want to go watch some fun stuff on the speaker, go Google this guy, Robbie Starbuck. He's been going around just telling all the big firms, telling people what they're investing in, what they're doing. And these big firms are folding like a cheap suit.
Interesting. I want to remind everybody, Dr. Dave Bratt is with us. Dave is here as Dave Bratt. I mean, he's an economist. He's a very, very learned man. Not on behalf of anybody, strictly here with his own observations, which are always astute and right on the point. Let me ask you about the Capitol. You talked about this and how we have outsourced everything. We don't make a damn thing in this country anymore. And that being the case, Dave, even if President Trump wins, even if we've got Republicans in control of the House and the Senate, everybody says, man, we gotta make America great again. Is it possible to bring manufacturing back to the United States in large numbers?
Well, you won't. Hey, this is great. I get to give you some good news, Jeff. The answer is yes. And you know I never give you good news, so I must be telling the truth.
Wow.
So the good news is, yes, capital is going to come back to the U.S. like crazy, but it has nothing to do with the actions of our Congress or Senate because they goof up everything. But the answer is go look at job innovation. Go look what Xi Jinping's doing in China right now.
Okay.
He's crushing the rich elites over there. And he's telling them, we're going to go back to the hammer and sickle routine where you just get out in the sun and work hard and bang that hammer, and somehow we're going to get economic growth. But the innovators and the entrepreneurs and the capital flows, they're dead. Go Google that. Go Google China new business starts right now. Or go Google China entrepreneurship private equity. They are collapsing. I'm not talking like going down 5 or 10%.
Right.
I'm talking going down 80%. So China is imploding right now. They're going full-on Marxist-Leninist. She sees what's coming, right? There's a conflict coming. And, you know, what Trump did, he used other levers, right, tariffs. And he would just tell them, if you want to have access to our financial markets, you're going to open up.
That's right.
Otherwise, you're going to get tariffs, right? And if you don't cut the war stuff, then we're going to take you out of our financial sphere as well. And they listened.
Yeah.
But now we're not doing that anymore. But now internally, they are collapsing.
Okay.
And so look for some good news coming in that regard.
Wow. Well, you know what, Dave? I want to remind everybody to follow you at Brat Economics over on Getter. And because I don't think this has ever happened where you have delivered good news on a Friday.
I say,
let's end on the high note, brother. This is it, man.
Yes.
This is
good. Good. And now we're 1 week out for the CEO summit. It starts next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And so I think people can go out to the website, right?
Okay.
www.liberty.edu/CEO summit. And you can learn all about it right there. I think we just Tulsi Gabbard is coming, and we got some highlights coming on in. So it'll be fun.
I know you do. Oh, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to seeing you and catching up with everybody there. Dave, as always, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for making making time for us. I am looking forward to seeing you next week. And what can I tell you? Have a great weekend, brother. God bless you.
All right. See you Monday, Jeff.
Thank you, sir. That is my friend, Dr. Dave Brat. He's a heck of a guy. Really is one of the best. And this Liberty University CEO Summit is a big deal. They've done it for a couple of years now. And I'll let you know how it goes. I promise. 3:48, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:53, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, 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 we have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. I'm looking forward to a long weekend. Well, not actually a long weekend. I'm just looking forward to a weekend that doesn't have a huge amount of stuff going on in it. That could be one of the best weekends ever, right? Where you kind of relax a little bit, kick back a little bit. Heidi's got her big musical adventure coming up next week. She's leaving for, what do you call that place? England. You know, it used to be Great Britain, and if you've been there recently, you know, they're officially, I think, dropping Great from the title. That's the problems they're having. But anyway, so she's going over there. She's got one of her musical adventures going on with some of her her pals. And so that'll be fun, and I'll be here all by myself. Lonely. You know, not like Mark Robinson lonely, but lonely. You know what I mean? Is anybody outraged by all of that or just some of that? Like, if this Mark Robinson character would have said something like, well, as a teenager, I was trying to peep at naked girls, I don't think anybody would give it a second thought. I think every guy, with, you know, a couple of exceptions, would say, yeah, okay, been there, done that, got it, I understand. But it's some of the other stuff where he's talking about bringing back slavery and how he'd like to own slaves and calling himself a black Nazi. That assumes, by the way, that any of that is actually him. I think it is. It's a drive-by assault on the part of CNN. But Tom Tillis, one of the senators there, who by the way, I really do like Tom. He said, you know, we got to focus on elections that we can win. And I do believe he's talking about the presidential election down there. So we'll see exactly how that goes. I'm going to remind you that John Reed and the Virginia Council are bringing in a fascinating woman. She was with us earlier this week. She's going to be with John Monday morning, but she's coming to speak live. And you got to get your tickets. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. TheVirginiaCouncil.org. Coming up in a few moments, Congressman Rob Whitman joins us. 3:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.